Hear that? That's what our planet sounds like from space. And that's lightning on Jupiter. NASA recently dipped into its sound archive and dusted off over 60 recordings from the past 50 years of space exploration. It's uploaded all the sounds to SoundCloud, an online audio distribution site where you can listen to and download the entire library for free. There are some historic sounds you might expect, like...
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The Eagle has landed.
But then there are others that are kind of mind-bending. That's the sound of Enceladus, one of Saturn's many moons spewing out massive plumes of water vapor from its icy surface. And here are the sounds of Saturn's colorful auroras. But wait, how's it possible to hear light? And how is it that NASA was able to record sounds in space where sound doesn't exist? Well, scientists can sonify non-auditory data by assigning noises to their different values. So patterns in silent light waves become the sound of starlight. Jason Townsend is NASA's deputy social media manager. He says since NASA's space probe Voyager 1 escaped the sun's magnetic fields, it's been able to collect data from outside our solar system.
One of the other sounds that's really kind of far out, actually, is from one of our Voyager probes, which is out there right now in between the stars, known as interstellar space. And so it actually collected data that is the sound of interstellar plasma. And so that's a really interesting sound that's literally from the object that's the most distant from Earth of a man-made object ever.
Townsend says you can even hear the sounds of the future, so to speak.
Our space launch system, better known as SLS, they are right now doing all sorts of testing. And one of the sounds is of an acoustic test fire. And so that's a rocket that's going to carry us deeper and further than we've ever gone in space before. And it's going to go out past the moon and potentially take humans to Mars.
3, 2, 1.
The National Aeronautics and Space Act of 1958 requires NASA to share its work and findings with as many people as possible.
And so, you know, things like social media and SoundCloud and everything are just the latest step in that journey.
Townsend hopes that people, especially musicians and producers, will get creative with the sound library.
If you're a DJ and you're looking for a sound that, you know, may be literally out of this world, you know, one of these NASA sounds may be completely appropriate for that.
Or perhaps just use them for even more terrestrial purposes.
Such as make them into a ringtone for your phone or, you know, make them into things like computer alert sounds. I mean, it'd be kind of cool if every time you have an error message pop up on your computer, it would say, Houston, we've had a problem.
Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem. We've had a main beam bus interval.
Roger, main beam interval. Okay, stand by. 13, we're looking at it.